Praise God. Now, I don't believe it's a coincidence that this thing has happened concerning Brother Branham's grave. I don't know for a fact that that's happened. With me, it's hearsay, but they say that it's true, that it actually happened. Well, to me, it would fit perfectly in the things that we've been speaking of, for we believe it's here on tape somewhere where we spoke of these things, and a few days back, I was pondering in my mind, and I believe I made mention to some of them concerning these things, how at this hour, the resurrection of Brother Branham in the symbol was at hand. And I believe, I made this statement, I believe that this is a rebuke to some of the followers of Brother Branham. And when I say followers of Brother Branham, I don't mean the true followers of Jesus Christ that followed the God within Brother Branham's life. Because everything pointed to the move of God, a certain time that Brother Branham would be resurrected in a symbol. And that the move of God would be then in progress. And I think all of you will bear me witness that it's just been recently I said that now everything is ready to go. Is that right? Now, we've been moving to this point. And, of course, right at this time, then the picture's taken. That couldn't be coincidental, I wouldn't think. So then the many, many things that has been pointed out, whereas when the angel of God appeared to us in Florida in the vision, and talked with us, and just prior to that, when we saw the death of Brother Branham in the vision and told Brother J.T. Parnell about it. And then, of course, if God told us that, then why shouldn't God tell us about this latter part? I believe there's a reason for it. I believe that God is trying to help us. And certainly you say, well, what does this make you, Brother Pike? Well, Paul said, I'm less than the least of the saints of God and less than nothing. So then, it doesn't make us anything. I'm just thankful to God that we're getting, as the song says, Frank sang to us, we're getting nearer home than we was yesterday. It makes me know, Brother Jim, that we're just a little bit closer to our destination. Hallelujah. And I want to be in harmony with the Word when I get there. Amen. You say, well, Brother Pike, I don't feel like it's real important that we be in harmony with the Word, but I believe that it is. The Bible said to pray always, always, that we may be accounted worthy to escape those things that's coming on the earth. Pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape those things. And I'll tell you right now, doctrines of devils, I want to escape them. And I want to escape all these things that's beginning to befall humanity. We're living in the Laodicean age when the Bible teaches the church is rich. It says, I'm rich and have need of nothing. And yet when God examines it, he said, you're wretched, you're naked, you're miserable and blind. And I'll tell you what, they are naked. You can look in the church today, the way they dress, and they go half naked. And some of them, they got nudist colonies, and they're just going naked altogether. So they've lost their moral respects. And as we preached this morning, and Brother John so beautifully presented it the other night, God has turned them over to a reprobate mind to believe a lie and to be damned, having their conscience seared with a hot iron and past feeling because they had not a love for the truth. Amen. You say, what is truth? Jesus said, my words are truth. My words are truth. If I tell you the word of God, my friend, then I'm telling you the truth. You say, how do we know that God sent you? The Bible said, he that God sendeth will speak God's word. We'll speak God's word. If he testify of himself, his witness is not true. But if he testify of him that sent him, there is no unrighteousness in him. Hallelujah. If I testify of this thing and the word bears witness of it, then God must be with me. Amen? Is that right? All right, now, I'd like to read just a little bit from the book of Romans, the same place that I read this morning, and exhort you, as the Bible said, more, for I see the day approaching. Now then, in the book of Romans, in the first chapter, I'd like to read just a little bit of this text. In the 14th verse, I am debtor both to the Greek and to the barbarian, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as is as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now then, we read more of this morning, And I believe that ought to read, this is real unusual for me to do this, but I believe that ought to read this tonight. And I want you to listen real close to it. Our text will be different from what it was this morning, but I feel that we ought to read this. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shewed it unto them, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. I am not worthy in my own ability to carry the gospel. There is no man that is worthy to speak God's word. But because God has counted me worthy, Paul said, and given me a calling in Christ Jesus, for this I am very thankful, and I count it such a great privilege to be able, as Solomon said, to stand before such a great people. Now, I remind you again that the people of God are the greatest people in all of the world. Not the doctors, not the lawyers, not the great men of the earth. These are not great men, but those that belong to God. You say, Brother Pike, why do you say this? Because Jesus said, they that are born again, they that are true sons and daughters of God, he said, these are God's. They cannot die. People who belong to God, they are God's and they cannot die. We find that God's people are great people. Great people. Amen. They are God's. And the whole world must of necessity one day come and kneel down at their feet and worship those people. Amen. I will make them come and worship at your feet and know that I have loved you, Jesus said. When Jesus done a great work, they wanted to stone him. Jesus said, for what work do you want to stone me? What good work have I done that causes you to want to stone me? They said, for a good work, we do not want to stone you. But you being a man, make yourself God, and for this we will stone you. Amen. They said, you make yourself equal with God. That was the charge. Because he said, I am the Son of God. Amen. When you say that you are a son of God, my brother or my sister, you make yourself equal with God. Amen. Amen. The Bible said, no man shall be above his master, but every man that be perfect shall be as his master. Amen. You say, but Brother Pike, there's nobody perfect. Where did you ever read that in the Bible? That's not the teaching of the Bible. It's contrary to that. The Bible said Noah was a perfect man. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God, there was a lot of perfect men. It said Job was a perfect man. Amen. Abraham was a perfect man. God's got perfect men today. A lot of people like to ride that as a hobby horse because they don't want to live right. Amen. They don't want to put away their sins and do right. But there is perfect men in the earth today, and the Bible says that God has perfected forever them that are sanctified, hallelujah, and that nobody can lay anything to the charge of God's elect. So then there's a lot of perfect people today. You are gods. They said, we stone you because you make yourself the son of God. That makes you equal to God. Many times you've heard me use this, that if a dog begat cats, then what have you got? I mean, if a cat begat something, what have you got? If a dog begat something, what have you got? You understand what I'm saying? That's right. That that is born of a cat is cats. That that's born of a dog is dogs. That that's born of a human being is human beings. And that that's born of God is God's. Amen. They can't be anything else. Praise God. You believe you're born of God? Amen. Hallelujah. If you're born of God, the Bible said you're God's. When they was going to stone Jesus to death, said, you being a man, make yourself God. You know what he said? He said, is it not written in the scriptures that I have called ye gods? Amen. Go back and read it in the book of Psalms. The Holy Ghost speaking through the mouth of David, Jesus quoting from the book of Psalms, he said, it's written in the scriptures that I have called you gods. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why that you hear me refer to you as so great a people. So great a people. Solomon said, who has the wisdom? Who has the understanding? Who has the unction to stand before so great a people? The rest of the people of this world are brute beasts made to be taken and burned. If you are not the elect of God, my brother and my sister, you are not gods and you'll perish with the world. Amen. The Bible said you're brute beasts made to be taken and burned. And said, these men are before of old, Brother Jimmy, ordained unto this condemnation. I preached this morning concerning the things of God, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I said this morning that we are elect, hallelujah, according to the foreknowledge of God. For Peter said, make your calling and election sure. Amen. He said to make sure that you're on the call. Hallelujah. Make sure you want to be elect of God. And he said, if you can do these things, you won't never fall. If you can have peace, if you can have charity, if you can have brotherly love, if you can have temperance, if you can have patience, if you can do these things, hallelujah, then you've got the nature of Jesus. And he said, you'll never fall. Amen. That proves you're one of the predestinated. That proves you one of the elect. And what are we? We are elect according to the full knowledge of God. Somebody said, Brother Pike, all I've got to do is repent, get down on my knees, and come to God, and I'm a Christian. Where did you ever read that in the Bible? That's not the Word. The Word says the gifts of God and the callings of God are without repentance. Amen. You don't get them through repentance. You don't get them by shedding tears. The Bible said Esau sought repentance with bitter tears but found no place of repentance. He sold his birthright. My brother, my sister, you can reject the gospel and go on in your desire and in your way till you lose your birthright. And then you can cry and you can weep. You can call upon God and you can do all you want to, but you'll still die and go to hell. Now, this morning, amen, this morning, I preached about believing. And I didn't try to be sacrilegious, but I spoke of lollipop preachers. You know, some people, some preachers, all they got is a lollipop. Everything they say is sweet. They never cross you up because they're afraid they'll lose your pocketbook and kill your interest in their work. Amen, the lollipop preachers. In other words, they're always ready to give you something sweet, you know. But I'll tell you, it takes more than that. If you just eat the dessert, you'll get fat and lazy on God. But brother, it takes the meat of the Word. Hallelujah. Glory to God to be able to get out and do something. Lollipop preacher says, all you got to do is believe. All you got to do is believe. Believe, they'll say. All you got to do is believe. Ain't nothing else to do. I said this morning, that's a lie of the devil. The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible said, if you believe, you do well. For the devil believes and trembles. Amen. I said, the devil believes and trembles. If all you got to do is believe, then all you got to do is take the hands of the devil and walk along with him, and both of you will go to heaven. Amen. If he's going up there, well, I'll just well off stay down here. Because he's the one that's causing all the trouble. If he's going up there, then there won't be nothing but trouble in heaven. Somebody said he'll never be up there. Well, tell me, why did God cast him out of heaven? There's trouble when he was up there. Amen. So God ain't going to take him back up there. When a person tells you that all you got to do is believe, that's a lie, my brother. Amen. The Bible said faith without works is dead. That's more than believing. You've got to have faith. Faith is not just believing. Faith is believing in the Word of God. That's faith. Faith cometh by the Word of God. It cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word. That's faith in the Word of God, my brother. Amen. Herein is the righteousness of God revealed as we preach this morning from faith to faith. Line upon line and precept upon precept. The Word of God tells us how we ought to live. And our faith, the minute James said, is a manifested token. Hallelujah. Which comes forth by the works. Amen. Glory to God, I feel good. Hallelujah. You know what? Like me and Brother Bumpus was talking today, you've got to believe in what you're doing. Amen. God's made him successful in the organ business. They're in a position to set up as high as a $400,000 organ in a church. Amen. He believes in that. And God's prospered him in it. And I've always said that I believe in what I'm doing. I've used the same terminology, Brother Bubbas. I said you've got to believe in what you're doing. Bless your heart. I believe in this thing. Amen. It's right. Glory to God. I believe in it. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what makes me happy. That's what thrills my soul. Hallelujah. That's what caused me to bubble up on the inside, Brother Ralph, is I believe in the Word of God. Amen. You bring forth the waters out of the wells of salvation with joy. The saving God is joy. Hallelujah. Don't you? Where's your joy at tonight? Glory to God. David said, restore unto me the joys of my salvation. Hallelujah. We need joy. It's joy unspeakable and it's filled with glory. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. What did Paul say about it? Brother Jimmy, Paul loved the Word of God so. He said, my brother, he said, my sister, this is the power of God. Amen. He said the Word is the power of God. If you can believe it. If you can believe the Word, it'll transform your life. Amen. If you can believe the Word of God, it'll restore blind eye. It'll unstop a deaf ear. It'll make the lame to walk. It made the world. The Bible said we understand that God has created the world by the Word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a privilege. The Word of God. A lot of people like the Jews. The Bible said that they had the gospel. They had the Word. But not being mixed with faith, it did not profit them that heard it. Amen. A lot of you people hear the gospel. You hear a preacher preach, but you don't get any profit out of it. Amen. That's right. You know why? Because you don't believe it. Amen. He said it's the power of God to everyone that believes. Believes what? Believes the gospel. Amen. What did he do? Say repent. He said repent and believe the gospel. Somebody said I repented my sins, Brother Pike. The Bible said confess your sins and forsake your sins. Amen. Glory to God said he that forsaketh his sins shall prosper. Amen. Just to repent and confess your sins. That ain't no more than the Catholic world does. Amen. But you got to forsake your sins. You got to get away from your sins, my brother. My sister. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, what are you? I'm a child of the King. Hallelujah. I'm a child of the King. I'm a Christian. Glory to God, I'm a Christian. You say, but my granddaddy was such and such. I can't help what your granddaddy was and tell you what I am. Amen. I ain't got nothing against your granddaddy. I ain't got nothing against your grandmother. I ain't got nothing against your parents. But I'm telling you, it's going to take faith in God's word. Amen. To get you to heaven. Somebody said, bless God, I know my granddaddy went. You don't know where your granddaddy went. You wasn't over there. You ain't been over there to see your granddaddy might be in hell for all you know. Amen. Somebody said, my dear old mother, I know where she's at. No, you don't. She may be in the flames of hell right now. I hope your dear old mother ain't in hell. I hope your dear old grandmother ain't in hell. But I tell you one thing, there's no way to know. Amen. That's between him and God. Glory to God. Amen. That's right. Praise God. You say, well, if there ain't no way for me to know about them, well, what about me? You can know about them. You know a tree by the fruit it bears. If they bear word, fruit according to the word of God, then you can feel safe about them. Amen. And you yourself, if you act as God commanded you to, then the Bible said you know that you pass from death unto life. Amen. Glory to God. But ain't nobody been over there to look around to see. The ones that did go over there, that is to come back, the ones that did go, they ain't come back. They ain't come back. Amen. That's right. But thanks be unto God. We got God's word. Amen. Somebody said, now if we just get somebody to come back from the other side and tell us about this thing, Brother Pipe, we'd have faith in it. Did you know that the rich man in hell lifted up his eyes, was tormented by the flames? The Bible said, looking across a great gulf, he saw Abraham and his son Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. Amen. And the Bible said, when he looked up there, he said, Father Abraham, I'm tormented in these flames. Amen. And he said, let Lazarus come down here. Let him dip his finger in water and cool my parching tongue. I'm tormented. Amen. Is that what he said? Is that what he said? And the man said, Abraham, Abraham, Father Abraham, let somebody go back from the dead and tell my brothers don't come to this place. Somebody said, bless God, if I go to hell, I'll have plenty of company. You're talking like a fool. You're talking like a fool. That man didn't want no company down there. He said, go back, somebody, and tell him don't come to this place. I'm tormented in this place. Amen. Tell him not to come down here. Abraham said, they have the prophets. Amen. They have the prophets. And if they don't believe them, though one rose from the dead, they wouldn't believe him. Amen. That's right. You say, Brother Pike, can you prove it? Lazarus rose from the dead. But they didn't believe him. Amen. They didn't believe him. Brother, if you don't believe the preaching of the word of God, you won't believe anything. You got to repent of your sins. Got to repent of your sins. Paul said this is the power of God. Amen. The power of God. I get so, sometimes I see some of these evangelists running around talking about they're waiting on God. Waiting on God. Say, what are you doing? I'm trying to get the power of God. I'm going to get the power of God. And then everybody will know who I am. Bless your heart. Everybody knows who you are anyway. You say, well, who am I? A hindrance to the work of God. Because you won't take the gospel and live by it. Amen. That's God's word. Amen. Paul said, I'm set for the defense of the gospel. Where are we living tonight? You say, I'm looking for the power of God. If you're looking for the power of God, I got it right here. He said it's the power of God to everyone that believeth. Amen. Glory to God. It's the power of God, Brother John, to everyone that believeth. What's the power of God? The gospel of Jesus Christ. We understand that God framed the world by the word of God. Amen. He spoke it into existence. By the word of God. Where did you and I come from? It was when God spoke us into existence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is the gospel. It's the power of God. Somebody said, I want the power of God. I'd love to be full of the power of God. Get full of the word of God. Amen. Somebody said, but I want to be full of the Spirit. Jesus said, my words are spirit. Amen. Somebody said, but I want eternal life. He said, my words are life. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody said, but I'm looking for the door to heaven. Jesus said, I'm the door. I'm the way. Hallelujah. I'm the truth. Somebody said, I want the truth. He said, I'm the truth. Amen. I'm looking for the way. He said, I'm the way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The power of God. unto salvation. That's the word. Amen. It's everything. That just makes me, my God, that makes me just run over. Amen. It's no wonder David said his cup run over. That makes me bubble like a little stream. Hallelujah. Hallelujah's in my soul, jumping up and down like raindrops. Glory to God. It's the power, amen, that we're looking for. The power of God unto salvation. Listen. Listen, if you can believe the word when you hear it, to as many as believe, to them gave you the power to become the sons of God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you can believe the word of God, it'll change your life. It'll transform your life. Amen. Somebody said, well, what about healing? What about healing? Amen. Glory to God. It's the power of God for your healing. The Bible said, by stripes you're healed. You just believe it and see if it don't happen. What is the word of God? The power of God to them that believe. The power of God. When it says, by stripes you're healed, if you can believe that, that's the power of God. It takes faith in that word to turn it into the spiritual power of God. Amen. Glory to God. When the Bible said, by His stripes you're healed, it's without change, without alteration to every generation. Amen. If you can believe that, if you can believe that, if you can believe it, hallelujah, then you'll be healed. You know why? Because to believe is to make the word flesh. To make the word flesh. If you got cancer in your flesh, then all you have to do is make the word flesh. Amen. All you got to do is make the word flesh, and when you make the word flesh, your cancer won't be there anymore. The word of God and cancer don't live together. Amen. Demon spirits and the word of God don't live together. Amen. Darkness and light don't walk together. Amen. Hallelujah. What is it? The power of God. Amen. If thou canst believe, if thou canst believe. Jesus said, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me, he's passed from death unto life and shall never come into condemnation. Amen. What is it? It's the power of God. Oh, my brother, my sister, tonight, if I could convey to you what I know in my heart, what God has revealed to me, what he's made known to me in the revelation of his word, your whole world would be different. Brother Zell and I were speaking the other day concerning the deep things of God. And I believe that Brother Zell would say tonight in the things that we discuss, if the church world knows them tonight, amen, and could fight them and get a hold of them, the devil couldn't do nothing with them. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. The word of God's a power. It's power, my friend. You say, what do you mean power? It created the world. In the beginning was the power. You want me to say that again? I said, the Bible said in the beginning was the power. Amen. In the beginning was God. Amen. God was the power. He's always been the power. What did he do? He came forth and he was made flesh. Amen. In the body of Jesus Christ, he was made flesh. But now he wants to be made flesh in your body. Amen. Is that right? Amen. Want to be made flesh in your body. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. If you're sick tonight, my brother, if you're sick tonight, my sister, the word of God will heal you. Amen. You say, I don't believe that, Brother Pine. The Bible said he sent his word and healed him. Is that Bible scholars? Amen. Somebody said, bless God, I want to be a healer. I'm sorry, you'll never be one. Amen. We ain't got but one, and that's the word of God. That's Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, if I could just heal. The Bible said that Jesus Christ worked with them. The Word made flesh worked with them. The Word was with them. The Word healed them. Amen. Working with them, confirming with signs and wonders following. Hallelujah. Said, these signs shall follow them to believe. Glory to God. Somebody said, you know, the signs follow us Pentecostal people. Why don't you get out of a rut, folks? Amen. Somebody said, bless God, I'm not a Baptist, I'm Pentecostal. That means the power of God's with me. Why don't you get out of a rut? God didn't say nothing about the power of God following you because you said you're Pentecostal. It didn't say it follow you because you said you're Baptist. It didn't say it follow you because you said you was Catholic. Amen. Is that right? But he said to them that believe, amen. These signs will follow them that believe. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody said, what church did Peter belong to? I don't know. I never had a chance to ask you. I never have read it in the Bible either. What church did he belong to? Amen. Maybe you know what church he belongs to. Praise be unto God. You believe that? You believe that? Hallelujah. Somebody said, but don't you know that God said upon Peter he built his church? Where'd you read that in the Bible? Somebody said he said upon this rock. Where'd you read that in the Bible? Amen. They tell me that the word Peter comes from the word Petros. That's right, from the word Petros, which means a little stone. Amen. But the word Petra means rock or mass. Amen. One's feminine, and one of them is masculine. Petra's feminine. They say that comes from the Greek word. And Jesus said, I say unto thee that thou art Petros. But upon this rock, amen. He said, Peter, you just a little piece of it. Glory to God. But he said, upon this rock, amen. The rock of what? Somebody said, the confession. Amen. It was upon the faith of Peter. He said, Peter, who do men say that I am? He said, I say that you're the Son of the living God. He said, Peter, that's the faith. That's the rock. Glory to God. So that's my church right there. Faith. Faith. Where do I find faith? Amen. Faith in what? In the rock. Said you're believing in the rock. The rock that followed them was Christ Jesus. Somebody said, who is the rock? The Bible said that God is a rock. Who is a rock but our God? Who is God but Jesus Christ? Amen. Glory to God. You say, was Jesus God? The Bible said, great is the mystery of God, is for God was manifested in the flesh. Oh, hallelujah. In the beginning was God the Word. He was manifested in the flesh. Glory be unto God. To as many as believed in his name, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. What is this word? Paul said, this gospel is the power of God. This gospel is the power of God. Somebody said, what we want is the power of God. Well, my brother and sister, what I want is faith. Amen. He said, what I want is the power of God. All I ask you to do is believe. Believe. Jesus said, all things are possible in that belief. Glory to God. Can you believe? Will you believe? Do you dare to believe? Amen. Hallelujah. What is it? Faith. Faith in the Word of God. What is the Word of God? That's why I can't stand to see a little fragment of it laying on the ground. I walk by and see a little piece of the scripture laying on the ground where some children have torn it up. And immediately when I see it, I say, the power of God laying there. And people trampling over it. And then I go into a house and I see people. I see the Bible where it's covered over with dust. And people have got everything laying on it. How foolish, how foolish, how foolish America is. How foolish the world is to take the most precious thing that God has ever given, the Word of God, and let it cover with dust and lay things on it. It don't profit them as it did the Jews because they don't believe in it. So as with them, so as with the Jew. Because they don't believe in it, they don't realize what it is. But he said it's the power of God and the salvation everyone believes. Somebody said, what do you mean salvation? Somebody said that word salvation. What do I want to mess with salvation for? Because the word salvation means deliverance. The word means, our deliverance means taken away from death. That's why you want it. You say, I've got no time for it. Wait till the undertaker comes over to your place. Amen. And when you departed from this body and your soul starts screaming as it looks at the chambers of hell, then you'll change your mind, my neighbor. That's what salvation is eternal life. Eternal life. Glory to God. I feel like I'm just getting started. I feel like I could preach the rest of the night. Amen. Hello. Somebody said, well, I sure hope you don't. Well, don't get afraid. I ain't, but I feel like I could. Amen. Hello, don't get nervous. You believe God? You believe the Word of God? These signs dare to follow them that believe. Glory to God. Somebody said, but, what? Amen. You just believe in a word. Somebody, but the neighbor. Forget about the neighbor. He didn't say nothing about the neighbor. Or said, but that old sister over yonder. He didn't say nothing about that old sister. Somebody said, but that old brother over yonder. He didn't say nothing about the old brother. Somebody said, well, it's that old hypocrite preacher. He didn't say nothing about the preacher. He said, if you can believe. Amen. Amen. Anybody that's a big enough fool to let a preacher get between them and the Word of God, something's wrong with them anyway.
Anybody's foolish enough to let the Word of God get between them and eternal life, something's wrong with them people anyway. Amen. You say they need to see a psychiatrist. No, they don't. Amen. The psychiatrist needs to see the same thing they need to see. That's Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody, there's some people in the world, they don't want nothing to see but a psychiatrist, Joe. If a psychiatrist died, I don't know what they'd do. Amen. Amen. Where do you go to somebody say, but you're supposed to see the psychiatrist? Well, tell me, why does the psychiatrist come to see the preacher? Huh? I said, tell me why. Amen. If we're leaning on the psychiatrist, why come he's leaning on the preacher? Amen. If you got to go to the psychiatrist, well, you might as well go to the preacher to start with. You're going to have to go to him at the end of the thing. Is that right? Amen. Amen. Somebody said, but what you need to do is go see the professor. Amen. Well, tell me, why does a professor come to talk with us and ask our advice? College professors? Amen. If he knows the way through the wilderness, why is it he wants to follow? And somebody said, it's the doctor. Why does the doctor come secretly and ask for counsel with the preacher if the doctor knows the answer? My brother, there's nobody but Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. We got it right here. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's stand together. Praise God, the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth. Woman, somebody said, but I'm a woman. It said everyone. Glory to God, everyone. Hallelujah, everyone. Ain't no respect a person with God. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God.